Do you get a, when you're working on a boat, especially if it's more than, or for an extended period of time, do you get attached to the boat itself?
You do. I mean, you get used to boat. Different boats handle different. They all handle basically the same, but you know they've got their you know little idiosyncrasies. They're kind of like a woman. You get to feel the boat and what it'll do and how to handle it, and you understand the boat. And it's a funny thing, and I think most of your older pilots will tell you, we can be on a boat and go off watch, go downstairs, go to bed, and, of course, the boat is loud. You know, they're loud. It used to be a lot louder than they are now, but we do a lot of things for comfort now. And it shakes them and, you know, has some vibration stuff. Mm-hmm. But that boat can do whatever. It can go down a river, and of course, when you back a boat up to flank or whatever, then it shakes really hard. There's a whole different noise and vibration and everything. And you sleep through every bit of that, unless the boat backs up at the wrong time. If the boat backs up at the wrong time, and I can't explain how you know this, or it steers hard, goes hard down and steers hard at the wrong time, you will wake up. I mean, I cannot explain that, but you have a feel for it. And when you wake up, there will be a, you know, situation that the boat is in. But you get a feel for the boat.
Right.
And it sticks with you, even in sleep, it'll stick with you. And I can't explain that for the life of me.
Is it just kind of, you know, if you're living in a, even on ground, if you're living in this building and you feel something go?
Well, and then, but like I said, if you're going down the river, it's normal to back up hard on boat and flank. It's normal.
Right.
And you'll sleep right through that. But if it backs up because, you know, an accident's about to happen, you won't sleep through it. You'll wake up. I always did, and it's unexplainable. I don't know why. But it's funny. It just becomes, I don't know, it becomes part of you, kind of.
Right. I mean, do you miss that? That makes me think that once you stop going out.
I do miss it. I do miss, handling a boat. I miss handling a tow. I miss the guys on boat. I miss the crew and the camaraderie. I do miss that. And I miss handling a boat. I really do. I always enjoyed handling a boat. And there's always, the thing about the river, I don't care how long you've been at it, you can learn something every watch. I mean, you will. I've got a younger brother that made a pilot, and as I told him always, and I've told guys that I've brought up and you know, made steers and made pilots out of, always study your craft, study what you're doing, study your river. Don't sit up here and daydream. Yeah, you may think you're going down the river, it's just straight stretch, there's nothing going on, and you can do that. You can do that, and you can read the sports scores or whatever until you get down in a bend or something, have to work, or around a bridge. You can do that, but you'll never, ever master your craft. You'll never do it. You've got to be looking over here and watching what the water's doing over here in this eddy and seeing what it's doing in that bend and how it's going in and how it's coming out. And my brother, when he was steering, making a pilot, we were home on days one time, and he was telling me, he said, I'm having a hard time reading the river and understanding it. And I told him, I said, well, and we were actually, I was washing my car. We were at both of my dad's house, and I was washing my cars in the driveway, had a gravel driveway. And I said, well, here, I'll show you something. And I just took, picked up a stick, and in the gravel, I just made me a squiggly little river in that gravel. And I took the water hose and I turned it in that gravel, and I said, now watch what your water does here. And I put just a little water going through it, and I said, see how it goes around your bends and comes out and everything. Now watch this when I increase the flow of the water. That's your high water. Watch where the water goes into that bend and watch where it comes out. And I said, and then I made a little dike out there out of it. And I said, now watch how it reacts around that. It's what your river's going to do. It'll never change. It's always going to do the same thing around different things. You just have to understand what the structure is. If the water's deep or if it's shallow, if there's an obstruction, how hard it's going in a bend, goes in, it's going to come out. And just, you know, you got to learn to read your river and study it and know your river. Watch these bars. As the river goes up and down, watch these bars as they dry up. When they get dry and then when they cover. And that way you know where you can run. You not only know where you can run, but you're going to know when the water is going to come over the top of that bar and hit you on the side after you make one of these bends. So it's a constant thing of studying your craft, and you know you're getting better at it because you know what you're doing. I've told all these young pilots at the start, never, never, ever let a boat go through a place that you're scared of and you being big. Get up. The only reason you're scared of it is because you don't understand it. If you understand it, you're not going to be scared of it because you're going to know how to deal with it and you're going to know how to work with it and work with the river. You have to work with the river. If you work against the river, you will not win. You will not win. You have to go with the flow. You have to work with it. Let the river do your work. It'll do your work for you if you use it.